Hey guys, do you like this show? Are you enjoying it? Do you want to make one of your own? Well, let me tell you about Anchor, and Jay, you can help me out. It's so easy. Anchor makes it easy to do a show like this. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that
I love it.
That allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. I love how simple it is to make content nowadays, and Anchor really makes it easy. Now you can even add any song from Spotify straight to your episodes. This is so cool. Possibilities are endless for what you can do and what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, sports talk radio.
This is a real opportunity. I feel like the pandemic has kind of in many ways gotten us a little more creative in saying, what do we want to say? And let's move forward with that, even without the pandemic. And Anchor makes that easy for you.
Yeah, or maybe you want to do a show that the world's never heard before.
Right.
Well, get up off your butt and do it. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you as well, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. They're basically making it easy for you to do this thing. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast. What you got to do, it's so easy. Download the Anchor app, go to anchor.fm and get started. It is so easy. We love Anchor. Thank you for letting us do this.
Thank you for sponsoring our show, because again, they understand these guys are in the creativity business and they support other creative things. So we say support them because they support us.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, aka the Pandy Pods.
Aka me and Ran.
No contraband? Or no flan.
All right.
Never flan. Never flan.
You
have to be wary of anyone who orders flan for dessert.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of flan.
AKA one great shirt, beware of the person who orders flan for dessert. That's how we do it, guys. We're into this show already.
Yep.
We're recording these ahead of time because we're about to enter into this, and we're entering into this as this is dropping, this period where we're writing scripts for our animated show, potentially.
And I'm so excited about that. We want to really focus our attentions there, and we want to do a great
job. We want to figure
job.
Out some way to continue giving you guys content on the reg, because we love doing this. So we went down to one story. I hope that's okay. We're trying to do the best we can with it, and hope you're enjoying it. Let's jump into one right now.
All right.
Let me say this about Japan, Jay, and you know this. They have the weirdest candy.
Oh, yeah.
There's like sweat sock candy in Japan. Like things that are just plant candy.
Gunpowder.
Like, that's right.
What does that taste like? Why do I need that to be a candy?
Weirdest candy, craziest game shows.
Guy just yelling out of a manhole cover.
Right? Cutest stuffed animals.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Best toilets.
It's a fact.
Best toilets.
When we did our
Poop documentary,
Poop Talk, which I highly recommend. You probably still get it on Amazon Prime, right?
Yeah. There are Japanese heated toilet seats.
And I'm saying, here's who talked about having them. Adam Carolla, Rob Corddry. Mm-hmm. Who else talked about it? Someone else. Someone. Pete Holmes. They all talked about it. Okay?
They want to take people to Bidet Town.
They want to take them to Bidet Town. It's day bidet. I'll say this about the bidet. And the bidet in this day, I got one of those. I got an Omigo. It is so good. And Corddry talked about a heated stream of water directed directly at your butt.
Wherever, however you want it.
At the pressure and at the time when you want it. He said, feels like an indulgence that most people don't ever get to an experience.
And don't understand how special it actually is.
It was special at your command. You feel like a king via remote control.
Shift.
You'll never sit on a regular toilet ever again. Adam Carolla said, look at me just walking through airports with this
carrying my
adjustment
cover so I can just have that whenever I travel, when we used to travel.
It's kind of wonderful and then it's kind of terrible. It's like when Chris Draper, who was, you know, one of the great traditions of the Stanley Cup, is that the Stanley Cup, when you win as a team, it gets travels around with each person of team member and coach and whatnot.
They get to have it for a day. Mm-hmm. And Chris Draper chose to potty train his children into the cup.
So he allowed his two-year-old to take a dump in the cup. Now, people drink out of that thing, so that is just awful. But we say it sets a bad precedent. What if this is the... Oh, you're teaching your kid how to potty train. You've done it. I've done it. What if this is the only place your kid can take a dump? You got to win the Stanley Cup every year in order for your kid...
Or you got to call up Serena Williams and be like, can you bring over the Wimbledon plate? My kid hasn't taken a shit in 2 weeks.
The only way this kid shits is if it's on championship hardware. That is the precedent you're setting with
Desmond
getting a
Howard.
Good,
can you bring the Heisman Trophy over?
Okay.
My son's a little backed up.
That's right. We got to loosen it up in there, Heisman style. This is what I'm going to say. You get a good toilet, you set a dangerous precedent. Good luck going to Burning Man. That's not going to feel good unless you bring that thing along with you. All right?
Yep.
It's a bad offense. How do you extricate yourself from finding the perfect Japanese toilet after you've only had it once?
Yeah.
It's like the 10th time you tried cocaine.
You're always chasing that first high.
So we are told. This next story is a story about toilet thievery. For what reason? I have no idea.
But we have thoughts.
Here we go, literally and figuratively. Japanese police have arrested a man on suspicion of carrying out a series of toilet thefts in a case which has left many baffled. A serial toilet thief? Can that be considered serial?
There was a French movie called The Bike Thief, right?
Right.
This could be the Japanese version.
Okay.
Toilet thief.
Let's call it what it is. Crap aside, right? If it's serial, Ryusei Takada. Ryusei Takada, 26, is suspected of stealing scores of toilets. That is an insane number.
4 score and 7 toilets ago.
Right. From houses in Funabashi City, Chiba Prefecture, while they were under construction.
Scores.
Who needs scores of toilets? That's my question.
It's a fetish at that point.
Is there a black market for toilets? Because I'm assuming there's a black market for a lot of things in Japan.
Toilets are like French bulldogs. Everyone wants one.
Or the vaccine. You know,
To get. People will harm other people for it.
That's right.
Like French bulldogs.
Police arrested Takada, an officer at one of the construction companies, after he sold a brand new toilet to a secondhand store in the city. Secondhand toilet game. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be tight.
Mm-hmm.
It's strong. Look, this is what Japan is known for. Karaoke, neon signs.
Sushi.
Hello Kitty. Secondhand toilets. Call them Hello Potties.
Yes.
Yes. I feel like if in Japan they personified a toilet and the flushing mechanism was the little cat ears, and you call it Hello Potty.
Yeah. They'd be huge.
Huge.
Kids would be toilet trained on those.
There would be the aftermarket collector's market would be insane.
People would bedazzle them.
People would have toilets in their living room as seats.
Yes.
Officers believe Takada used his knowledge of the workers' schedules to sneak onto sites and steal the toilets while they were off shift. You knew this had to be an inside job.
It's a toilet theft.
It's always an inside job. When you're in the bathroom, that's an inside job. That's a solo job. The first theft took place in October last year when builders discovered a toilet they had installed in a house was vanished. It was missing. Okay, do you think initially that they thought it was a ghost?
You can never rule out ghosts, I feel like.
If one toilet's gone from a house that you installed in, you're like, this is haunted.
So he had to act like surprised. Like, what the hell?
What?
Who took this toilet?
But why would a ghost need a toilet, okay? Certainly not to use. Certainly not for money.
Maybe just to mess with people and say, hey, I don't want you living here.
Okay? It's a little Amityville hilarity.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Within days, another toilet had vanished from a different house that was also under construction. Okay, at that point,
now you got to start drawing lines, but you got to put up a bulleton board.
I don't have
in
to
a bathroom. Right. Draw
the
connectors.
Put the yarn.
It's
I
like
don't
the
have
wire.
To, right. I don't have to be Japanese Columbo to figure this thing out.
No.
Okay, you've got an epidumpic on your hand.
Yes.
The thefts continued for 3 months with a total of 18 items. Is that scores, Jay? Is 18 scores?
Score is 20, so
right.
It's not
so
scores.
It's not even a score. So this article got it wrong.
He could have scored in getting them, but if you consider each one a score.
They were pilfered, and that's what I would call them. I don't think he's a serial toilet thief. I think these things were pilfered is the perfect word for it, right?
Yeah.
This is insane that they couldn't figure out for 18 months, a year and a half. I think it was in a year and a half.
I mean,
3 months, 18 toilets. They couldn't figure it out for 3 months.
When three toilets go missing, you got to start pointing fingers. And whoever is the loudest, like, oh, come on, no.
That's the person of interest, right?
That's whoever's number one.
Whoever's pointing the finger the farthest and yelling the loudest.
Put a
like,
tail on that guy when he's pooping. Grow a tail on that guy. Grow a tail on that guy.
Police were unable to catch the thief dubbed. And we're going to come up with what his name was. We're going to take a break when we come back and tell you what the police dubbed this guy, the name, and why we think it's a terrible name. And then we'll come up with another name for him. This is Scalabro Country, the Virus Edition. Don't go anywhere.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. It is Friday. We're going into the weekend. We're still hanging out at home. That's the thing. We're still, if you're being responsible, you're not going out. You're certainly not going out to see comedy in a comedy club right now because Correct. That's dangerous. We're going to give you a chance to see a high-level show Saturday, February 27th, live Dumb People Town at Nowhere Comedy Club. Get your tickets at eventbrite.com. Here are the guests. Jack Black. Does Jack Black do many podcasts?
No, he does not.
So he's going to be on this, just riffing. It's going to be a riffy great time. And Open Mike Eagle, who we love, who is very funny, very cool, had a great album come out last year. He is going to be our musical guest. So you're going to want to get those tickets. It's going to sell out. Eventbrite.com, live Dumb People Town. Follow us on Facebook. We're at Sklar Brothers. Just yep. like our page. We'd love to just build that up. And YouTube, Sklar Bro Country. Check that out. Tool around. We've got great videos on that. Cheap seat, full cheap seat episodes on there. So it's a
fun.
Good time.
So much fun.
All right. When we left, we took a break. Mm-hmm. There's the serial toilet stealer, the pilferer, mm-hmm. if you will. Mm-hmm. They came up with a name for him. And I'm going to tell you the name that the police came up for him. And you're just
a little grandiose.
It's a little grandiose. And here it is. Okay. Police weren't able to catch the thief that they dubbed the God of Toilets the local media did until. A local secondhand shop said that they had been sold a brand new lavatory. The God of Toilets, Jay.
Isn't that just God?
Yeah.
God is the God of Toilets.
The God of Toilets could not be a more incorrect name for this guy. We need to come up with a name for him, Jay.
Yeah.
How about the Archer of Loafs?
That's a good one.
Right?
Turd Burglar.
Turd Burglar. How about Bully and Clyde?
Bully and the Kid.
Bully the Kid, like Billy the Kid. How about Grandmaster Flush?
How about the Prince of Pew?
There you go. There you go. How about Robin Turd? Stealing from the rich.
Yes.
And then selling it to a secondhand store.
For the poor. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
So you tried to sell a brand new toilet to a secondhand store. You got greedy. Mm-hmm. You would have continued to do this. Mm-hmm. Got greedy, and that's how they found it. Officers were able to trace the man who sold the item, arrested Takata, who admitted to stealing and selling the items to help pay for food and rent. Okay, you had a plan.
Yeah, I had a plan.
He's turning his back on his employers. Well, if they would have paid me enough.
Yeah.
So maybe he turns it into that story.
Maybe this is some kind of side hustle, like the shittiest kind of side hustle.
Officials believe that his knowledge of the construction workers' world and their work patterns allowed him to carry out the spate of thefts. I would call it not a spate of thefts, a diarrhea of thefts. It mm-hmm. just kept going and going, and there was no way to stop it.
It's like a theft dump.
Yeah, you couldn't. Look, it was unstoppable, ugly, caused a great deal of pain. There's very little anybody could do about it. Diarrhea of thefts.
It's foul.
He told Japanese Fuji News Network. I love Fuji News Network. Fuji News Network sounds like the greatest network ever and delicious. I sold it to a thrift shop and stole it to cover my living expenses. So this is really, and if I'm PR for this guy, I'm making a big deal about how construction workers in Japan are underpaid mm-hmm. or the cost of living in Japan is mm-hmm. way too high, right? Mm-hmm. This is what this becomes. He could become a hero. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This, by the way, should be the plot of the new Flushed Away movie.
Yes.
The case is not the only toilet-related misdemeanor that has mystified Japan in recent years. A couple from China was forced to post back a toilet seat that they stole from a Japanese hotel in 2016.
Toilet seats in Japan, they're unbelievable. I get why you want to steal it.
The couple from Taizhou, Eastern China, traveled on a group trip to Japan and were staying in the Tokyo Inn Hotel in Nagoya when they decided to take the multifunction toilet seat with them.
That's what we're talking about.
We talked about it at the beginning. It comes full circle. If the toilet is Japanese, you're going to want to get your hands on it before you get your ass on it. And that's what happened. Upon releasing the toilet seat,
realizing the toilet seat
had been taken, the hotel called the group's tour guide and reported theft to the police. The couple, named Lee and Chen, which is, let's just say it, the Chinese Rizzoli and Isles,
period,
claimed today that they took the toilet seat because they thought it was left by other guests who had stayed in the same room.
That's not the ultimate Twitter got hacked.
You ripped it out of the wall and off the toilet seat.
There's like a lot of unhooking that you have to do, especially if it's connected to the water supply.
No one
leaves that seat somewhere.
If you had to use a screwdriver, nobody left it there. And that is a show. That is how we do.
Yes.
It's a shitty job, but we got to do it. I hope this was fun. It was really fun for us. Guys, stay connected, stay protected. Don't be infected. This is not a hoax.
But we've got the jokes.
Going into the weekend, I hope you have a good one. Get those tickets for Live Dumb People Town, and we'll see you guys on Monday.
See you in Feb. La-dee-da.
La-ti-ta-ti-ta-ti-ta. La-ti-ta-ta-ta. In my car.
Stop and Stop. A podcast. A podcast network.